Grüße gerade zu India. Malchus Yishmael with the Kufus HaYechidim. We said that the four exiles were exiles of nations against a nation. The Malchus that the Abba Golios got, they got from Klal Yisrael. They came to usurp the throne. Yishmael's not a nation, he's not an Am. And therefore he comes Dafka now when we're not an Am. When the Nisoyin of the door is a Nisoyin of Yechidim and not a Nisoyin as an Am. Ha'uma Yishmaelit mitzad etzem teva einu shaychus klal lebechinas malchus. There's no shaychus to malchus, Yishmael. Yisherimanu, in Yonash of Malchus, who said of a mishta. Malchus means there's order, there's seder, there's a kingship, there's rulership, there's a justice system, there's a court system, there's a police system. Irguna yechidim hamizmazgim v'harmonia likras tachlis mechuvenes achas. A group of people get together and they have a common goal and they get together and they arrange themselves and order themselves in a clear hierarchy. At the foundation of what Yishmael is, he's a pera odom. He has no seder, he has no order, he has no country, he has no common united front, which is a good thing, because otherwise he would have united. We would be any.
We have Torah, when we speak Toldot Esav, we are king, but Toldot Shmai, they say it's not king.
Nachon, there's no Malchus there. Nachon. Nachon, they triumphs here and a bit there and a bit there, and thank God they're out there killing each other, because if not, they would be. Yeah. Mahusa shel Para Adam, who beetle kola sedorim vahama lechim. What a Para Adam does, not just he himself doesn't have Seder and Mishnah, he comes to destroy whatever Seder and Mishnah is in the world. Varchovas kolma koimus yishuv komusam hu hefech malchus. Him being scattered all over the place, and he's here, and he's there, and he's everywhere, and our kol, that's the opposite of malchus. Kola milchoma hamanoheles negdom va'atzeinu kedoshim lefiros saneinu, the war fought against them in our country, and you see today in other places. He kvutzas yechidim boyedim. That's what it is. There's no massed army in Gaza. There's no massed army in. There's a guy walking around with a knife. There's two guys here. They managed to get a few guns. Hamignavnim ve'ishon lel or bekol derech acheres poigim mechavlim ve'borchim. Guerrillas. They come in, they cause a bit of trouble, they run away. They're not a malchus. But the Guva Achreina, Nechachnu v'rinu do v'zeh b'tzura acharifa b'yoysa, kashe kama bo'id didi nivrei mishmel poitzus yoz mitte al tumi. But so tabrit. A couple of yechidim got together and brought down the Twin Towers. And now the fear of these few individuals, the fear of them is in the whole world. They're out there spreading wherever they are. The deserts, and yeah, they're not a united force. Today we've been tested as Yechidim. We've been speaking about that all along. Dafka ka'ez mishayim rumatine saymoso aleinu v'akolo ilam hu Yishmael. Dafka na'at Yishmael. Esav's not our biggest problem anymore. I don't know if you ever noticed. Christianity really is not a big problem for us. Our ancestors had a real big problem with Christianity. Just having enough of a problem with the Yishmaelim at the moment, but they haven't got time to bother us.
Yeah.
I understand that, but my biggest problem right now is not Christianity. No one's holding a gun against me and saying, kiss the cross, I'm going to kill you. Anywhere in the world. When was the last time you heard of a Jew being killed because he wouldn't kiss the cross? Or children being burned to death or being captured by the monasteries or the Komarim or whatever? The Christians have enough of their own problem. They're being mass murdered all over the world. So that's what I'm saying. The Christians are my problem today. Edom and Esav is not my problem anymore. I don't have a day-to-day struggle with Esav. For the whole world. The whole world. The whole world.
For us, it's the whole world.
Wherever the Yidden are living today, it's a problem. And Israel is limited what it can do here because they know that Yidden will get killed all over the world because of what's going on here. Ishmael, we'll see him at Hashem. We look at some of the sources. Chazal tell us that he's going to be everywhere and he's going to be causing trouble for the Yidden everywhere. All the anti-Semitism you see today in England and in America, in these places, is being driven by Ishmael. The last problem we had with Esav was the Holocaust. Whatever that is. We don't have a problem with Esav today. He's not out there. In fact, he's being very polite and nice to us. Esav's being very nice to us. That's why there's so much assimilation. Esav is not Esav, he's Achi. Hatsileini lam ilo Achi min Esav. Our war today with Esav.
The same.
I'm not saying the war, his goal is the same as well, but our milchama today with Esav is not because he's coming to kill us. And to Mavim El Adas, he's not doing that. He's very polite and sweet and nice. That's why we assimilated. That's the problem.
The goal is to assimilate.
I never said not.
To disconnect from the Torah.
Correct. But he's not my problem today. My problem. He may be the guy living in New York whose daughter's marrying a shiksa, God forbid, problem. But he's not my problem. My problem today is Ishmael. Ishmael, we'll see. Ishmael is against the Sunya. And you'll see what it has to do with you. Because there's only one weapon we have against Ishmael. Not the atom bomb and not aeroplanes and not tanks and not another strip of land is going to solve your problem with Ishmael. It's not going to stop it. We've seen that. The greatest nations in the world have not been able to make even a dent in Ishmael's ability to hurt us. You notice? Since the Twin Towers, America's gone through how many wars? We've been through how many wars? Anything's changed? Things got better? No. He's still out there doing more than what he was doing before. You can't beat him. That's his message. We'll see. Watch. Slow. As I mentioned 2 days ago, everything is always happening. The only question is where's the emphasis? The emphasis today is Ishmael. About it. At the Ruchnistika level, we've got a problem still with Paras and Manu. We have a problem with Mitzrayim as well. That's why we need a Pesach. We need to get out of Mitzrayim once a year as well. For sure, but that's not our emphasis. That's not my day-to-day struggle. Let's see. Hamitneged le Yaakov Avinu hu Esav. You know that the protagonist of Yaakov Avinu was Esav. Ulomoyzeh mitneged Yitzhak Avinu hay Yishmael. Who was Yitzchak's protagonist? Was Ishmael. Esav Miages is Abba Malchios. Esav represents the four Malchios. Kashihanu Am Hashem. We're an Am Hashem. We have four Malchios coming. Hamid Nagedos, Kineg Deinu, Esi Midalad Malchios. Abel Hashem, Tetav Gideinu, Kamu Yelois, Ke Yitzchak Avinu, Shai Yechidi. Today, we're in a matzav of a Yitzchak Avinu, not a Yaakov. Yaakov built an Am. Yitzhak was a Yochid. He wasn't an Am. He was Yechidi. I'm a Kenel, Yishmael, Shagamu Malchus Shel Yechidim. You're a Yochid, we send Yechidim. When we were a grow, become a Makoimais. Sheikha Tumas Yishmael, who beclippers Niuf. Kamoshamu Chazal, a Sorak Kabim Znus Yod, Loilom. 10 measures of znus came into the world. The Arabs took 9 and the rest of the world shared the one that was left. Znus. promiscuity. Ishmael, the Aravia, the Aravim. That is Ikatuma. The law says, Novinus, Toykav Hamilchoma Hanoira. Boy, Skonuli ill, she ikre yitzre the rise, Dafka bezmanaz. We are all the way back to the beginning of the Sefer. Remember, we spoke about two Yitzrays? Yitzre Davodah Zora, that's Esav. Yitzre Darayas, that's Ishmael. That's exactly what our Nisoyin is today. The full circle, you have to be here for the beginning of the Sefer and remember it. We just tied the entire Sefer together in one mark. Everything we've done up to now just came click.
It's a Greek culture. We are
inside. No one said not. No one said not, but that's not the Ikka Milchoma. The Ikka Milchoma today is not the Yitzhak of Orozor, it's the Yitzhak of Rayas. Even in Esav, what we're looking for in Esav's world is just pleasure. We're looking for the pleasure. That's all. There's no meaning in it. Mehusa shel nisoyin zeh be'ikra hikidish ha'im shamayim be say so. Avoidus ha'yechidim. Kashe kol yochid ve'yochid mitanu yamod b'nisoyin, when each and every Jew individually will withstand his nisoyinus, those lonely, difficult nisoyinus, when no one's around, no one knows what's going on in his life. Yechtes es atzma ve'yotzi m'pniyosa tippus shem men zach. He'll squeeze himself and squeeze himself and he'll bring forth one drop of Shemen Zayt Zach. Before his man, it's tough for Tipot Eilun or Godel Asher Yizrach Aleinu Bimeira Beyomein. Then all those little Tipot, another Nisoyin, another battle, another inner struggle that no one knows about. It's a lonely place to be. All those will gather together and that will burn a big bright light. Bimeira Beyomeinu. Hadron Aloch. Full circle. You saw the circle, just 1 second. Saw the circle there? Now, what's so important about Yishmael? I should have brought it today. I have a few svarim that explain. You've seen the gematrias beautifully as well. How the nisoyin against Yishmael is this nisoyin of promiscuity, of znus. It's unbelievable. We don't feel it. Yishmael doesn't come and put a gun against you and say, I'm going to blow you up if you don't do znus. That's how you know you can't trust it. The same with us. The ones that are too tznu and too whatever, you must be suspect. Yeah, the Gedolim spoke about that already. That's why the Badats banned a lot of that stuff. It's also a lot of that stuff because those are not sneers. We don't know what sneers is anymore. Nachinami. What they do have, which we don't have, that's why they're doing it. Every koiches that the Jewish people have, unique koiches, and we don't use it yet, given to the goy. We learned that midrash by Chashverosh. The Malachim, or who is it? The Malachim asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, how is it that a Chashverosh is Yeshev B'Shushan? Yeshev from Lashon Shabbos. Where did he get the ability to be Yeshev? Yeshev is a Jewish quality. So Hashem said, because the Jews are being Mechal Shabbos, so I took the koiches of Yeshev and I gave it to the goy. We see that in many, many areas. When we don't have the koyach to be united, only the Jews can be united. There's a whole arichus on there. We called Am Echod, Goy Echod. We're a nation that's united. The Umas Olam don't have to be united. They're not united. On the contrary, they're fragmented. The Umas Olam are not Ach Echod. We're not called Echod. Where do they get the koyach to be united against us from? Because we're not united. But there's no Ach in Klal Yisrael. That koyach, that unique koyach that we have, gets given to the goyim.
Given or it just has to go somewhere?
Well, Hashem takes it and gives it to them. So he gives it to them.
We lost Malchut, and we see after the first war, where? That was the end of Malchut of Esav, that means coming back to Israel.
Coming back to us, Nachon, we see that happen.
Yeah.
So that's the many koiches like that, the koich of Avdolah, when we don't be mavdil bein chodesh lachol, then the goyim will be mavdilas. How? Heard of Hitler?
Oh, gosh. Right.
You know, Hitler came along and said, I'm going to make you Jewish again, even though you don't know you're Jewish, even though you don't think you're Jewish. Even if you're not actually Jewish, but your great-grandfather was Jewish, I'll take you along as well, just to show you what Havdalah looks like. Because we won't mavdil. That's a well-known klal in Torah. When we don't use our koiches, it gets given to somebody else. But the thing you need to know about Yishmael is his name. His name is fascinating. What does his name mean? Yishmael Kael. What does it mean? Huh? God hears. There's a deeper pshat. And that is he will make God hear. He will make God hear your tefillahs. Because Hashem's not hearing your tefillahs now because you're not davening properly. When Yishmael comes and you realize you have no solution to your problem, and the problems are not pleasant because he hasn't even started yet. We're at the warm-up stages of Yishmael's day. Chofetz Chaim said that already. He's just warming up. He hasn't even started yet. Come at Tzoros, that Peradam's still going to cause Klal Yisrael. Yeah? Then he will cause you to daven in such a way that the Yishma Kael Hashem will hear your tefillah. Because right now he doesn't. The Yishma Hashem is Tzachosom. Doesn't say the Yishma Hashem is tefillahs. How do we get out of Mitzrayim? The Yishma Hashem is Tzachosom. Tzaka is a groan, is a scream. It's not a logical, well, Hashem, look, there's this and this and this and this and this. That's called tefillah. Tzaka is when is what you look like when you're in Mitzrayim. And the Mashiach's arrived, and now you think, oh, we're out of here, everything's good. And Mara comes along and says, no straw. That's breaking point. You break. And you scream. That Yishmael does. That's what Yishmael has called us to come to, is a recognition that the only thing we have is Kadosh Baruch Hu, and a koicha ve'yitzim yodi, which the whole world is drowning in, that I'm doing, and it's all me, it's my koyach, it's my power. This megalomaniac world force that we see in the world today, built on unbelievable gaiva, that Yishmael comes to destroy. The most powerful nation in the world got brought to its knees by a bunch of haphazard. That's all a message for everybody, but I have to know what the message is for me, not for you. For me. What's the message to me? The message to me is I need to recognize, through watching, by hearing the messages that Yishmael sent him, because Hashem's name is his name. There's Hashem's name in his name. That means Hashem's talking to us through him. He's prepared to give up his life to kill you. So how far am I prepared to go in order to be Eved Hashem? A lot of questions that Yishmael's asking us, difficult questions. So it's very easy to be political about it and become right-wing about it. And whatever. It's nice and it's cute, but it's not going to solve the problems from a Ruchnisdik point of view. The Ruchnisdik message is Yishmael's telling you there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam in the world. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has demands on us that require a certain amount of Mesiras Nefesh. And stop thinking that you're the be-all and all of it and that your Koich HaVeitzidot is going to solve the problem. There's a thing called Ishtadlis. But don't think I've done it and I'm doing it and I can do it and I can solve the problems. You can't. You can't. You can't. Sorry. There have been so many world leaders. Alavai is almost going with the Torah. We're not. That's the problem. That's not the solution of Yishmael. No, I'm not saying that. I'm sorry. No, you never heard me. The war against Yishmael is a war of tefillah. Why do we have to keep the mitzvahs? No one's saying not. But the struggle against Yishmael is we have to connect to our Kodesh Baruch Hu through tefillah. That's the solution to Yishmael. And Kolzman, he's davening 5 times a day and he has bris milah, a certain schus to be here. And his ikka milchama against us is to prevent us from settling the land. That's what his ikka matara is. And to do that, he uses the rest of the world. And we'll see, look at the, you'll see the Navi talks about it. What's going to be in Yerushalayim in the end of days, what it's going to look like. They said, oh, it's happening now. It's all happening now. I'll bring you Macarius, Ben, and I'll try to remember tomorrow. I'll show you how that fits into the picture. It's very odd because you missed the whole beginning here. When we dealt with the two Yetzer Horrors, There's a Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah, and there's a Yetzer Hara for Znus. And the Yetzer Hara today is the Yetzer Darayas. It doesn't just mean Znus, it means, I'm trying to see where we spoke about this. The problem is we tend to look at the world through the eyes of the media that's providing us with data. That's a complete waste of time. Not just a waste of time, it's dangerous because you're going to get the wrong picture. We have to learn to look at history, and we need to learn to look at the world through Torah eyes. When you look at the world and you look at history through Torah eyes, you start understanding what's going on in the world. If you try and look at the world through the newspapers and the politicians and whatever, you're getting the wrong story completely. Completely getting it wrong. And I don't remember where he spoke here about... It's more to it than just that. But in Achina,
and if we don't let Hashem hear our voice through ourselves, then Yishmael will make it
work. Yeah. And if Yishmael doesn't work, Hashem has something else lurking in the background. He says, When Klal Yisrael do what they're supposed to do, Mashiach will come even before it's time. But what happens if the times come and Klal Yisrael still hasn't been chayze b'tshuva? Because Mashiach won't come till we chayze b'tshuva. So what does Hashem do? So Chazal tell us, he'll raise over us a king, Kasha Kahaman, whose gzeiros will be worse than Haman Arosha, and we'll do tshuva that way. It's not an ideal tshuva, not the best tshuva. There's not a tshuva that comes through our bechira, but it's a tshuva. So we want to try and get to the tshuva before that. We want to try and do tshuva because we recognize and realize what reality is, and we want to be part of that reality. But if we don't, Hashem says, what can I do? Mashiach has to come. You guys aren't ready. So here come the Chinese. That's all. That's what's going to happen.
So we can either do it ourselves and be very serious, or it's going to happen anywhere. We're going to be dying.
Yeah, it's still a tshuva. Aval, it's not that new tshuva. That new tshuva is where you fix it yourself. You fix it yourself. You broke something, you fix it. You put it back together again. The whole message is each individual has to find his individual nisoid and his individual methodology. I can't speak about it in public. You have to work out what's my nisoid, what are my issues, where are my problems? And I'm slowly fixing it up. It's not a magic wand.
So today we the yachid.
The void is, you see it, no? Where's your biggest nisoid? In the privacy of your own life.
Yeah.
It's not as an arm.
So to fix that, each person individually, that will help to do the Mashiach in the right way.
Correct. We'll be chayz of a tshuva. That's all.
There's not a magic wand, which is everyone the whole week and all the years. Each one has to individually work with his own thing.
Correct. Fix up your life first.
You can't fix up someone else before you fix yourself.
Even if you fix yourself, I don't know if you can fix somebody else.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're asking very general questions. No, you ask. No, we have to do tshuva before Mashiach comes. We're not Christian. The Christians say we can't do it, therefore Mashiach will come and do it. No. The Torah says you've got to do it because other than Mashiach can't come. It's just if the time that Mashiach needs to come and we haven't done it yet, Hashem will force us to do it.
So we need to find our own individual Israel.
Person has to find himself, he has to discover his own uniqueness in this whole story, his unique greatness and his unique issues, and has to deal with it. Take responsibility. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. The world was created for me as a yochid, Avram Avinu. That's why we'll see what Hashem will start tomorrow, Chalek Aleph, and we'll put the proper foundations in place. This is like the end of the story, the beginning of the story, and understand the unique characteristics of this generation is a generation of Avram Avinu.
Huh?
else can I can't do tshuva for you. I'm not expecting every expect to do it. I'm expecting myself to do it. I love via millions.
What about the 80-90%?
What difference does it make? Now, one second. What difference does it make to me, your question? I'm not an anthropologist. I have to do whatever I can do. When I get to Shemaim, they're not going to ask me why did 15 million Jews do tshuva. They're going to ask me, sure, why don't you do what you have to do? That's all I'm worried about. I'm not a nation. I'm a yochid. We're not a nation. What do we just say? Again, but we don't have a Klal Yisrael as a nation. We have Klal Yisrael right now as Yechidim, and I'm a Yochid, and I have to fix up this Yochid. Part of fixing up my Yochid may be that I have to make care of 10 people. Okay, my personal question with Hashem. Well, we really have to go back to the beginning. Bishvili Nivra Ha'oilam means to die just for me. Mashiach may only come just for me. He may, I don't know. You know what I mean? That if there's no other Jew in the world, I still have to do what I have to do. I have to do tshuva. I have to express my bechira. I can't express your bechira. Now, in expressing my bechira, I might have to after a kamaicha, techiyas tochocha, I might have to do tshuva. That might be part of my avodas hayochid. But I'm a yochid. When the Yechidim put themselves back together again, we will be united as an Am. But if you have 100 broken pieces, you can't make a vase because everything's broken. You have to first fix up the individual pieces and then the forces will put them back together again. You're asking for an Am that doesn't exist. You have an Am where there's no Yechidim. You can't have an Am without Yechidim. You need Yechidim. Avada, we're an Am. Avada, this Avos Yisrael. But are we trying to achieve some kind of achdus? Because without that, nothing's going to happen. But I can't do that if I don't fix myself up. That's the message. No, but who needs to put them together? If you feel that's your responsibility, no, there were Jews that felt that was their responsibility, and they went and they did what they could do. If you don't feel it's your responsibility, you feel that your responsibility is something else. Your mission is something else, not like my mission because we're different. I have to do my mission. I can't do your mission. No one's saying that. No one else says. No one else says. But if I do what I'm supposed to do, it's going to affect you. He's talking about I'm. And I'm trying to tell you that Yochid.
Shuba should be keeping Shabbos once or
I don't know. These are all. This is it. I don't know. I'm not an anthropologist. When they asked Yoina Novi, what are you? What do you do for a living? Who are you? He said, Ivriani. I'm there trying to fear God. He didn't say he was the Novi on a mission to Ninveh. I'm a Jew, I have to take care of myself. Not in a selfish way, but because that's all I can do. Again, if all you can do is makar of half the world, the zutai, that's what you have to do. You don't want to be fired. But that doesn't mean everybody has to do that. Somebody has to make shoes also. Otherwise, a guardian kira is going to be walking around barefoot, and that's going to look silly. Klal Yisrael needs everybody doing what they're supposed to be doing as a yochid. And your comment today is as a yochid. But I said it again 2 days ago, and I've said it again today. That doesn't mean that everything else is not also functioning. Just because your nose is a nose doesn't mean it can't be an ear. Well, then your nose is an ear. No, your nose is a nose, because that's what it's shining. Excellent question. How do I find out what's my unique mission in this world? Good. That's the question. That the Maccabees Yesharim tells you, you can't do anything to find out. That's the first, not with me. No, you need to find somebody who has a Messiah and how to learn the Messiah. The Messiah Yesharim says, if you want to give the Messiah Shavan, I'm happy to. If somebody has a Messiah and how to learn the Messiah Yesharim, I'm happy to learn with them. The options is to come here and see what I'm doing tomorrow. I decide. You don't have any options. This is not a democracy. This is about Yechidim. This Shia started, I'll tell you why. I'm not being dogmatic. This Shia started by me learning on my own. And then somebody came and came, I learned Bechavrus with you. I said, fine, if you want to. And then another person joined. But it's my personal Seder. If people want to eavesdrop what I'm learning, that's their problem. As you can't tell me what I'm learning in my personal private Seder.
So what do you think of learning?
We'll see tomorrow. I told him, Masilish Yisorim said that you can't do anything. Actually, is Borev, is Amis, it's a call on earth until it becomes clear. And it's true within you, your total clarity, ma chavosa ba'olamo. What's your unique mission in your unique world? That's the place you stop.
I was told goodbye.